Mater Dei Radio was very excited yesterday on social media, and then this morning you heard it at the top of the show. We are excited to announce Rolando Moreno as the next executive director of Mater Dei Radio. Now, Rolando brings with him a wide variety of experience in Catholic ministry, and he just shares our passion for evangelization. He's been really a valued collaborator with Mater Dei Radio for many years, and Rolando's joining us today, so we get to know more about him. Good morning, Rolando. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me this morning.
So first, I have to ask you, how was that traffic this morning? You've got a commute ahead of you coming back and forth to Mater Dei Radio.
I do. It wasn't too bad. Okay. Made it in 50 minutes, which was great, actually. Moved pretty quickly and didn't get stuck very long in traffic. So I was pleased. The last few days have been really nice.
All right. Excellent. It's always that one little thing that'll happen at a certain time that it just kind of messes everything up. I know that's the case for my commute north. I've only got about, I'd say 18 miles to go. But whenever there's a crash on the bridge, it just messes everything up. So lots of prayers. And my tip for you is to play the Hail Mary Media app and the Rosary with Archbishop Sample, which we found out in that recording, for everybody who uses it, it's the most popular used prayer on the app. I mean, tens of thousands of times it's been used. You're in that recording.
Yeah, I was in the background at the when that was initially recorded at the Pastoral Center when I was serving there. So yeah, my voice is kind of low and I wasn't super loud, but I was there. It was really neat to record that and pray the Rosary as a team then.
I got to tell you, that is such a valuable resource to have, that Rosary. That's something that I started probably 3 years ago. It was kind of my New Year's resolution, was I'm going to pray the Rosary every time I get into my car on my way home. So I'd plug in the app, I'd play the Rosary. Now it's like that Pavlov's dog, that training. It's really funny because every time I get into, like, we go into the car, go somewhere, my thought is we got to pray the Rosary now. I mean, that's just kind of how prayer is. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. We are excited that you're joining our Mater Dei Radio. Now, you've been a part of the ministry for many years, but now you're going to be our new executive director. We'd love to get to know you today during this hour. Please tell us a little bit first about yourself, your wife, and your family.
Yeah, so I'm originally there's a long version, a short version, but quickly, from Michigan. My wife is from Mount Angel, and we had met while studying at Franciscan University. In Steubenville, in fact, in their Austrian campus, is when we first met back in 2001, and we were married in 2004. And so I've been married for 21 years. We have 5 children, wide range of ages, from 20 to, is our oldest, to 9-year-old is our youngest, and just a busy household. And I've been in ministry. I took my first role here in the Archdiocese of Portland, serving at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem as pastoral associate for catechesis and family life. I was there for almost 10 years and then went to Central Catholic High School, taught theology for a year and a half, which was really great. And before I was came on to the Pastoral Center as the director for catechesis for the Archdiocese of Portland, was there for 8 years, and then served 2 years at Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley as executive director, which is a school I helped to found down in Mount Angel. And so I've been active in ministry for 20 years and just been a part of this a little bit. I've been on the radio before at Share-a-thons. I think it's early back in like 2010, might have been the first time I came on the radio for Mater Dei. So
Rolando, I came on board in 2018, and I think I can remember the first time meeting you in person. At least we were still at our temporary studio, and you came in and we did an interview, and you and I have had a lot of conversations over the years. Mm-hmm. I must say, as a staff, when it was announced that you were our new executive director, we were all kind of shocked. One, because, I mean, we didn't have any information. We didn't know about the process. We knew that it was ongoing. But then when we heard it was your name, we were all so excited to have you join us. It sounds like throughout your career, even like beginning with your education, you knew that you were going to serve God in ministry somehow. That's always been your plan.
It has. Yeah, I mean, I came back to my faith early in my 2018, right out of high school, came back to a strong conversion. And from there, I just wanted to study the faith and went on to study theology and do undergraduate degree in theology, philosophy, and master's as well. And just, yeah, I really was placed on my heart the desire to serve and to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the gospel. So that has been what I've done in various ways over the course of 20 years. And I just still have this, you know, undying passion and drive to share the good news. And in looking at this opportunity, I really saw that this radio station exists simply for the evangelization of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share the good news. And I just excited to be a part of it, and, you know, thought this might be a wonderful fit given a lot of experience and just being able to work with awesome apostolates in the local church and to serve the local church. So this was kind of, you know, a wonderful opportunity for me that I was equally surprised with in a certain sense. And so just feel very blessed to be a part of it.
Our God is a God of surprises, isn't he?
Indeed.
Yeah. Rolando Moreno joining us live in studio today as Mater Dei Radio is excited to announce him as our next executive director. Now, we're so grateful under the leadership of Patrick Ryan for all of these years. He's staying on to kind of help with this transition phase as you begin to learn a lot about what we do here and, you know, the details and all of the things that we have to do in order to create a radio signal. But overall, as you kind of take the reins over this coming of months and begin to lead Mater Dei Radio into our next kind of phase of life, kind of how do you see the role of Mater Dei Radio in evangelization and how you plan to lead us to what God wants us to do?
I think just first acknowledging the great work that Pat Ryan has done here and the rest of the team. And that was certainly a bonus and a plus just to have him still be available to show me the ropes, so to speak. But, you know, we've been friends for actually since he arrived. I met him as he was in first coming to the station. He came to an event that I was serving at in St. Joseph's in Salem. So I've known Pat for his whole time here. So that was, and as he's done great work, you guys have done just you know, a tremendous job of, and a very important voice in the local church to support the mission of the Archbishop and the Archdiocese. And so really I credit to Pat just for his hard work and his leadership. That was certainly an attractive piece for me in looking at this position, is that I'd know I could work with him and learn from him and just be able to have that resource in his friendship and his leadership, you know, as I continue on and learn the many aspects of the role. As far as, you know, where we're headed, and, you know, really, I think this, what's important is to listen and to be a part of this for a good portion of time. I think what excites me is just the opportunity that we have to think creatively, to offer more opportunities, perhaps for evangelization, more creative ways. How can we reach other audiences, so to speak, or just even continue to grow the station? I think just being that support for the local church is really, really important. As we look at, you know, our geographical location, where we are in the Northwest, we know those statistics. We know that we are one of the most unchurched areas in the nation. And you know, that actually inspires me to continue to want to do what we can to bring the good news. And so I think we just have a real opportunity to build on the great work that has already been here. So this is, I mean, you know, credit to all those who were in the history of the founding of the station, who've built it up over the years. And like, I just want to be a part of a team that wants to continue to pray and discern where the Lord Jesus Christ wants to take us as a station. What could we do creatively together as a team, and knowing that what we're doing is reaching hearts and minds for the good news.
Oh, and you're right about all of the people that we try to honor because of the work they did. For over 35 years, we've been here, Mater mm-hmm. Dei Radio, in Portland, Oregon, of all places. And we are the first lay-owned Catholic radio station in the entire country, and a model that has been set for hundreds more of Catholic radio stations across the country. We are excited to continue that legacy as well. So, Rolando, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We're going to go into the break, but Rolando's going to stick around because, well, it's the morning blend, and we're going to pour ourselves a second cup and have a little fun and learn more about Rolando. So stay with us.
The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
most definitely need a second cup this morning. Rolando might be going for cold brew because maybe he's feeling like he's in the hot seat today as we learn more about it. What do you, no, you don't have coffee. What do you drink in the morning?
Generally coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't have it this morning, but I do have water.
So. Okay. You were excited enough just to come on the morning show.
That's right.
Well, good. Okay. Well, then here's our first question. Generally coffee, hot coffee or cold brew?
Hot coffee.
Yeah?
Definitely hot coffee. I mean, I actually like cold brew as well. Probably like later in the day. I need a second cup or third cup, perhaps. You know, it's nice, especially when it's hot. Cold brew is great.
I go for a second cup. Brian goes for a second pot. That's what it...
Yes. Yeah, we drink it by the pot out here in Boise, Rolando. So, yeah, we don't just stop with a cup. It's got to be a whole pot to get us through the day.
That sounds good.
Oh, for sure. All right. So we're going to continue our discussion, learning a little bit more about Rolando today. But let's have a little bit of fun here. All right. So Costco is bringing back their Coke products. That makes me very happy at the food court because while I do enjoy the hot dog, I tend to probably get the pizza more often than the hot dog, but I'm going to be glad to have pizza and a Coke. You are sad, Brian, because you like Pepsi.
Yeah, so. I do. I think it's the whole color aesthetic, too. I wonder if they're going to change the entire color of the food court from blue to red.
Is that,
I don't know.
Is it blue because, it's not blue because of Pepsi, is it?
I don't know. It is here, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. I could be wrong. My wife points that out to me all the time. So.
All right. Well, we're about to find out who is his favorite morning show host. Rolando, is it Coke or is it Pepsi for you?
Definitely Coke. I mean, if I have to drink a Pepsi, sure. But I would prefer Coke. Yeah.
Okay. That's really just good. What it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't drink soda much, but. Coke.
All right, Brian. I think you'll have. I think you might be seeing eye to eye with Rolando as we discuss some more in today's second cup. Okay, who is your confirmation saint?
Saint Michael, the Archangel.
Saint Michael, the Archangel. Were you in the service like?
No,
nothing like that.
I think you know, it was like I said. I was coming back to my faith at 18, and actually hadn't been confirmed. So you know, didn't really realize there was a third sacrament at that point. That's how much I wasn't practicing my faith and, you know, early on. And so when I was getting involved in this youth group and like, have you been confirmed? I'm like, I don't think so. And so then I went through confirmation. Mm-hmm. I think I was confirmed at 19. And during that time, I don't know, there was something about St. Michael and his, you know, he was a warrior for the Lord. It was just clear to me that this is my patron saint. And so I chose St. Michael, and just something about that resonated with my heart, with my desire to, I think, just, I don't know, fight for the Lord, so to speak, in a good way, right? Fight the good fight.
I like it. Oh, yeah, Brian.
Well, I was curious if you felt like you had a special spirituality. I mean, you said in our first interview segment about how you were kind of called to evangelize, or do you think you lean more Dominican? I myself am probably Ignatian spirituality, but if you had to pick one, what would you say?
Gosh, that's a great question. That's a tough question. You know, there's, I think all the charisms of the church in some way, like I find inspiration from, right. If I were to narrow it down, I mean, I think there's certainly a Franciscan side of me, there's definitely a Benedictine side too, the contemplation and the prayer and the rhythm and the monastic. I mean, obviously I'm not in that state of life, but, you know, there's definitely, and then the Dominican theological tradition, you know, of just deep faith and powerful preaching. I mean, all these things speak to me at once. So, I mean, that's a hard choice, Brian. I think you stumped me on this one. So
it's a Rubik's
I don't know,
cube.
Maybe
it's
Benedict.
I like a Rubik's Cube of spirituality. Okay.
Yeah.
I can always get the first two layers of it done. It's the last one that always throws me off. All right. Okay. As you will come to find out too, Rolando, we talk a lot about food. So this is the really important questions that we need to know about you. So feast day of St. Bridget today, right? Is it for you the Bridgertine truffles or the Trappist brandy fruitcakes?
Bridgertine truffles.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay.
Although I've come to appreciate a true, I guess it's like the the free cake at Christmas time, or
the Trappists have it figured out.
Yeah,
I think
like a real like authentic one, you know. They're really good. It may not be everybody's taste, but I've enjoyed those. But would have to go with truffles.
Okay. That would be a good dessert if you were having a dinner with St. Peter or St. Paul. Who are you going to invite over?
That's both?
You have to pick one. As an executive director, you have to be decisive.
All right. True. All right. We're going to go with St. Paul.
St. Paul. Yeah.
We'll have to go with St. Paul.
Yeah, you see, I could see with all of your education that you and St. Paul could really have some deep conversations. St. John would probably, or St. Peter would probably be more interested in how fast you run, because he wants to know if you're going to be able to get to the tomb faster than him. Okay, choir or lector?
Lector.
Okay, can you sing?
I think a little bit. I haven't been in the choir, but I definitely have a love for sacred music and the choir, especially at St. Joseph, my parish. They do a great job. So, but, you know, as someone who's getting close to another major milestone or chapter in my life with a diaconate coming up, you know, the lector and the ministry of the word is definitely a draw for me. And I think it kind of resonates also with the evangelization I've done over the years. So,
Rolando, thank you for saying that. And I did not mention that we found out when you came on board that you are in the process to become a permanent deacon, God willing, ordination coming up in
2.5 months, October 25th. Yeah, pretty soon.
That is so exciting. So I've already termed the name, not executive director. You're going to be our executive deacon. That is going to be wonderful to have ordained minister. And you're right. The lector, the proclamation of the gospel is the job of the deacon when he is serving at Mass. So I like that. That is really exciting. All right. Well, let's continue. Will the executive deacon, does he prefer the Knights of Columbus fish fry or the Lady Auxiliary soup supper?
Hey, I'm from the Midwest, and that fish fry is...
You can't beat it,
Can't beat it. So, yeah, if we could get the fish fries going around here a little bit more, that'd be great. Because I actually don't know of any too many parishes that are doing those.
I don't know that there are too many. Yeah, you have to kind of look around for those. But I think maybe our local Knights of Columbus need to bring that back. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Well, it is National Ice Cream Month, and with Tillamook just down the road, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, man. Gosh, you guys really
have
hard
questions. Do you like ice cream?
Love ice cream.
Okay.
It's like a dark cherry, like a mountain cherry, something that they do.
Something cherry at Tillamook.
From Tillamook. It's fantastic.
Cherry Garcia. That's one of the flavors. What's that one? Where is...
I think it's at Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's, that one.
Yeah. The Tillamook, there's a dark mountain black cherry or something like that. Just delicious.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's
I think so.
Okay.
Or the chocolate peanut butter.
I'm getting this chocolate theme with you with the Bergertine truffles and the chocolate ice cream. So vanilla or chocolate cake?
Actually, I would go vanilla cake.
What a conundrum.
I know. It's sort of weird, isn't it?
Interesting.
Thanks, you.
All right. And then lastly, because I think this is the one that is really going to, you know, set your legacy here at Mater Dei Radio for the family, is it dogs or cats?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. I mean, he's getting ready. Half the population is getting ready to just turn us off right now.
no pressure. Gosh.
Again, I can't choose both, right? So I grew up with dogs.
Okay.
My parents really loved having dogs, and to this day, they still have a couple of dogs. We've never had a dog in my family with my wife and I and our kids, but we've had some cats, reluctantly at times, but we've had some cats.
Okay.
And, currently have a cat that like left yesterday. We don't know where he went, but hopefully he's coming back. He hadn't left for a day before, so.
Okay, maybe on a little walkabout.
I don't know. That's a hard question. I like them both, but I mean, the cat is kind of quieter, so I sort of like that, I guess.
That's for sure. I think there is a time of life for both. If you love animals, you love animals, dogs and cats. But maybe when you have the younger, more active kids, the dog is great. But when you're older and you just need it to be a little more quiet, that cat is definitely going to be a favorite. Well, Rolando, it's been great to get to know you. And over the coming days and months and even years, we're excited for all that you will bring to us here at Mater Dei Radio. And we just thank you for joining us for today's Second Cup.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda and Brian, for having me on.